I'd like to thank the Parnas Hashanah who's sponsoring Lilu Nishmas, Dali Ben Reb Shimon, Hashem Shavliya, and okay, we're learning Bayam De'Akecha on page Kufin and Aleph, Ha'afroz L'Simcha. The things that get in the way of our Avoda of Simcha, the Mid of Simcha, the things that we have to overcome. It's not about changing the world. We can't make when we were kids and we wrote compositions, they usually end in to make the world a better place, you know. But that's Hashem's boss, and we try our best, but that things might not be the way that we want that day. That's not that the simcha is something that's inside of you. It's not outside, because we're not in control of anything outside. We're just in control of ourselves. So there are many is to simcha, and that's what we're learning about. On the top of Kufnan Aleph, probably the greatest Miniyat Simcha is our constantly going back and eating ourselves up over things of the past, things that we did that we shouldn't have done. We learned last week how Tiferet Shlomo says that Avar, Aveir is a lashon of Avar. To constantly go back and to think of what I could have done differently, what I should have done, and so on. Those are machshavas that are very, very, very damaging. And the avoda of simcha depends on living a life of hayom im b'kol hashmo, today, hayom im b'kol hashmo, right? And to set aside a time, a short time, every now and then, once a week, whatever it might be, or an Erev HaShchodesh, Yom Kippur Katan, whatever it is, to set aside a certain time and to keep that time within an exact gvul of reviewing things and going over and making a cheshbon and nefesh. But the avoda is avoda of Hayom Mikol Shishmo, Shemum is b'zeh, Sh'odim Tzarech Lachshav, the top of Kufn Aleph, Sh'odim Tzarech Lachshav, Sh'ayom hu maschil es ha'avoda, l'ikonis ala b'schachis b'chol yoyim b'shov, afilo b'chol rega. That I'm just beginning my avodas Hashem today, now, this moment, befrat achrei nefilim, particularly after a nefilim. Look at Resh Mem Vav. We say in davening every day the words Atzas Hashem Hisokum. Atzas Hashem Hisokum. The Eitzah, the best Eitzah of Hashem, is Hisokum. It's to get up. Now, the simple pshat in the words Hisokum, that what Hashem wants is going to be. Hitakum, Hisokum means that what Hashem plans, Hisokum, that's what's going to be. But the Svarim tell us that it's also a lashon of Kima. She says, Taschil kol regi michadash. Hashem gives each and every one of us a terrific Eitzah. The best advice is, get up. Taschil kol regi michadash. Start now. Kum, get up. There's a minute that lo aleinu, when a person's finished with the shiva, we have a custom that when the shiva is finished, we don't just say hamakom yinachem. Again, this is by Ashkenazim. I don't know how with the Sfarim. We don't just say hamakom yinachem eschem. Well, they don't say that either. They say minashamayim tenachem minashamayim. But we say hamakom yinachem eschem. But then to tell the one who's sitting shiva lo aleinu to say shtayoyf, get up, stand up. That's it. It's done. Stand, that doesn't mean to forget your father, to forget your mother. But shtayoyf means stand up. Like it says, where do we learn that from? By Avraham Avinu. It says, Vayokam Avram me'apnei Mesa. He was married to Sarimina for a long time. And we're not able to be masik the kind of a marriage that they had. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra that in the Maris Machpel, that the two of them, and he says when Rabbi Benoit went to measure to see where everything was over there in the Marzah of Pela, that he saw Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu, that they were embracing each other, whatever that means. He saw them in such a way. But it says, Vayokim Avram me'al p'nei Mesa, that Avraham Avinu got up. Vayokim Avram p'nei Mesa, he got up. And the Torah goes on to say, as I mentioned a week or two ago, that you see, the Torah goes on, and he's busy with the shidduch of Yitzchak Avinu and taking care of Yitzchak and getting everything moving forward. Vayokim. Beyakam, that's the avodah of Atzas Hashem. Hashem's eitz that everybody is, takum, get up. Taschil kol regem mechadosh, this moment, get up. Start this now. Start now. Bli listakel mahaya, not to look back what was. One of the worst things that the Lalena, when a person, you see, by somebody passed away, this conversation over the years so many times. If I would have taken my mother to the other doctor, I took to the wrong doctor, and how come I didn't listen to the advice that I got from this person? People make themselves crazy over how it, in their heads playing how it could have been different, and if I would have done it differently, then my mother would still be alive. If I would have done it like this or done it like that, then you can go crazy. Bli listakel ma shahaya. Elo yargish kodem chadash lagamre. And it's true when it comes to not just thinking about something like that, but when it comes to one's mistakes of the past regarding his own avodas Hashem, things that he did wrong and so on. Yargish kodem chadash lagamre. V'yikov la'atzmo shemirege zeveilach. Maschil mashu chadash. And it should be kaveh that from right now I'm starting something new. Vafim yipol shuv, and even if he falls again, as yaschil shuv michadash. Vein zeramos, it's not a game. It's not just to trick some sort of a game. Kibem is v'chol pam adam oylek tzas. Because every time that a person really tries, and he says that with determination, and he means that I'm going to begin now, even though he might fall again, but he's oylek tzas. There is something of an aliyah. There is the notch, it goes up a notch. Mimela haschala hi mamshicha v'nisharis. So that haschala, that beginning of that time, It leaves a roshim. It makes an impression, even though you might not feel it, because if you fall again, you feel that the whole thing, everything is worthless, and whatever I did was for foul. It's not true. Uma shemaschil achshav mechadash b'glal nefila zekrav madrega k'tas yoyse gevor. And this time that you're beginning again after this nefila, it's already k'tas yoyse gevor. It's already a little higher. It's a little how you're moving forward. V'chenoyde sh'ali hi b'derech shel sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. As it's known that all of our aliyahs take place in the way that it says in Pasuk, that sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. That the tzadik falls seven times and he gets up. V'ze'eno kipshuto mamish. And that's not the simple pshat in the pasuk shatzadik nofel sheva pam ba'is hamakom. Doesn't mean that at one time the tzadik fell down seven times and then he gets up, but rather shatzadik, it says elah hakavon he shekol nefila v'kima he b'makom ma'ad gavoh yose sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, means that every single time that the tzadik gets up from his nefila, it's v'kam, it's higher. Each time, with each nefila, there's a new v'kam. There's a new getting up. There's a new standing higher. And the svarim tell us that the way to become a tzaddik is that's the mahalach of becoming a tzaddik. It's not saying that even though the tzaddik falls seven times, he gets up. It means that if you want to be a tzaddik, then you have to understand that the path towards becoming a tzaddik, or a better person, the path towards becoming that better person is a path of nefilas and kimais and atzas Hashem. He's sokum. The eitz of Hashem is just don't remain in that nefila. Start again, and each time, it's ma'ad gavoh yosef. El shabderek klal kosher losim leiv la'aliyah. The problem is that we don't notice the aliyahs. We notice our nefilas, but we don't notice. We don't really notice. First of all, the aliyah could be just a small aliyah, a little bit of an aliyah. You know, it's an interesting thing when a person is working out, I see this when I with exercise, the friend that I work out with is that he the first time at the beginning of the session, when he has me doing something like whatever, to try to do some push-ups are hard. I mean, when I was young, I used to do a lot of them all the time. It didn't bother me. It's like a long way up, you know what I mean? but it's an interesting thing how. So the way that works is that you do, let's say, 3 rounds of these different exercises, right? That's what we usually do, 2 or 3 rounds of these exercises. So the first time I'll do the push-ups, it's torture. So you would think that by the third time it's going to be harder because I'm tired and it's you know, it's already been going on for, the whole thing's been going on for almost an hour, and I would be tired. But it's not true. It's always that each time that, when it comes around, because the push-ups are usually the hardest part of the malach, so each time when it comes around to the push-ups, they go better. It's an interesting thing. So you would think that it would get harder because you're tired. But it's not like that. There's a ma'at. Yoseh gavoah. There's a little bit better each time. That's how it works. Hashem's Baruch made us, even physically, Hashem's Baruch made us in such a way that. But you don't notice that. And he always says to me, "How did it go this time?" And Stake said, "It was better. It was better." That's how it works. Shavda klal, it's hard. Lotsim leiv la'aliyah. One of the tzaddikim I mentioned to you some time ago, Rabbi Strelitz, he said that if a person would sit, if you would plant a little tree, a little thing in the ground, and you'd be able to sit there, and you'd never ever have to go to sleep or close your eyes, and you wouldn't leave this plant. So you would just sit there, and you would watch this plant. He said you would never see it grow. You wouldn't see it move at all. It's not like you would say, "Oh, there it goes." You wouldn't see it. But then somehow, like if you're sitting there for a few years, it became a whole beautiful tree. You don't see it move at all. It's like when you're in school and you're waiting for recess, you know, and the clock. You don't see any aliyah at all. There's no aliyah. It's like you're in this time warp, and the Rebbe's just standing there going on and on and on, and it doesn't move. The clock doesn't move. It's right. But merchak shel zman, when as time passes, pisam rosh b'siyata d'shmaya who kvar his kadem kivas derech. You look and you see. You know, wow, I moved. Shasmaisi, you don't feel it. That's how it is. But every time there's a new beginning, there's a hisokum, there's movement. Back inside on top. There's a ikker godlu hechrechi. This is a tremendous ikker that we have to know. Ma'od, ma'od, ma'od. 3 times. Kedei latzliach ba'avod, in order to be matzliach in our avodas Hashem. To forget what was. Leshkach kol mashahaya. Ulahaschil hayom, and to begin now. Achshav michadash. Ulachshav rak alahova. And to think only about this moment. Rak alahova. And that, as I mentioned last week, is exactly what Amalek, Reish's Goyim Amalek, is Rega. Reish's Goyim Amalek, that Rega is exactly what Amalek wants to take away from the person. He wants the person to be stuck thinking about the past or how I'm not going to be able to sustain this in the future. I won't be able to do this. I won't be able to keep this up in the future. But the only moment that a person has is this moment, is this Rega, this Tahoveh. Now, the instinct of a person when he hears this teaching of the tzaddikim, the story of the tzaddikim, the instinct is to think that I'm like, because you've seen a lot of them in the Musa Swarm, that I'm just like I'm delusional, and I'm mit'alem from Mitzias Shais. I'm ignoring the past. And since we all grew up learning, we went to yeshiva, you grew up learning many, many places in the Svarim, about constantly reviewing the past and constantly making cheshbon nefesh. So it's a very strong instinct for a person when he hears this Torah of the Tzaddikim, which is a very big yisod in Chassidus that we just learned, Hayom, that the person thinks, I'm playing a game and I'm ignoring my past and I can't do that. The truth is that it's not his almus from the reality. This is the truth. Why is this the truth? When a person learns the truth, when you learn, for instance, if you learn Tanya, and you open up to the first page of Shara Yichud Ve'emuna, you understand that in Pnimius, the truth is that I just came into existence, this moment. That's the truth. The fact that Hashem created such a thing as memory, but the Metzius is Zuhi Emes ki kol rega hu avoida b'fnei atzma. That my existence is this moment that Hashem decided this second to bring me into existence. And every single moment, this moment, has its own existence. Kol rega who have sharos chadash l'schar b'la Hashem isbar. And this moment is a new possibility to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lchein, and therefore, av shetzarech l'sakin esavar, even though we have to repair, we have to fix what was, however, it doesn't affect at all my avoda of this moment. My avoda of this moment is to do the best I can this moment. I mean, mainly that fixes what was in the past. That's how you fix it. And the past cannot be a reason that your avoda of the present is with the chalishis is weak, because of what happened. B'chol rega v'rega, in every single moment, a million Torahs on this thing, but just to learn simple, the pshat, that b'chol rega v'rega, every single moment, Hashem is baruch posech pesach l'schar b'im Hashem, opens a place for each person to connect to Him, this moment. And what sense is there in forfeiting and losing and letting this moment pass? Because of what happened in the past. This Atzas Hashem. Atzas Hashem is Hisakum. Is get up this minute. And there's the Eitzah of the Eitzah. The Atzas Hayetzah is, how could you possibly get up now if what happened, because of what happened, and so on and so forth? L'chein tzarech l'hachlid v'yargish sh'achshav niftach daf chadash. Therefore, the yisod of the avodah of simcha is to make this very strong decision and to feel this very strongly, that there's a new page. V'yis'alim mikol ma'ashahaya, and to completely turn away and disregard anything that happened in the past. We'll do the note in a minute. Ubederach hazu, lahascha michadish, and this way to begin again. Sarach l'shtamish kol hazman, page kuf nun beis. This is something we have to use, this way of thinking, of living, all the time. And that's really the what happened with Yitzchias Mitzrayim. This is a very, very, very big arichas, but that's what it means. Hachodesh is elochem. The concept of zman, of time, being just a hemshich of something from the past, the way of thinking of time is something which is just it's just carrying over from what was. That's Mitzrayim. That creates all the Mitzrayim, the constrictions of our lives. Hashem Yisbarach, when we left Mitzrayim, before we left, Hashem Yisbarach gave us a new way of thinking, and it's called Achodesh Zelachem. Chodesh, this month, Kezer Eva Kadesh. Look at the moon. This is the new light of the moon. It's something new. It's not a hemshech. time is not just something, a hamshach of the past. That's why the word in Lashon HaKodesh for Zman, when you want to send somebody an invitation to a wedding, what do you call it? A hazmana. A hazmana means I'm preparing for something that's going to be. The Paro way of thinking, the Mitzrayim way of thinking, the world's way of thinking is that it's just on and on and on. Mashahaya hu sheyiyya. That's what Carlos is talking about. Ein chadash tachas hashemesh. There is nothing new. Mashahaya hu sheyiyya. And if somebody says, if someone else says, look, this is new, kvahayololam. So the person feels, this is new. Today I'm going to bench properly. I already said that many, many times before. That's called paro time. There's the zaman that's just seen as a hemshech of something that was. It goes from the past, and like a river, it just keeps on going, and you just get swept along with the time. But the Torah, the HaChodesh is Elohim, the Torah is that which was revealed by Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means that this moment you can get out of Mitzrayim, you can leave Mitzrayim, it's a lashon of zimun. That's what it means. You bench mezuman. It means we're preparing. Hinani muchen mezuman. It's the opposite of the goyish way of looking at time. Mashahaya. It's all just a repetition. It's all reruns. It already was. And achodesh zelachem means liot mezuman. Mezumanim. Mezuman means I'm ready for something different. Hazmana means an invitation. It means for something that's coming up, not something that was. It's the greatest revolution of Yiddishkeit. That's where every single thing that we do is Zeichlis Yisrael. Because Yisrael meant that change of how to look at everything in life from that perspective of what could be. And not what could be, what right this moment, what can be, and not what used to be. The whole Indian of Mitzrayim is to tell a person that no slave ever left Mitzrayim. So how could there be such a thing? They had barbed wire around Mitzrayim, but no slave. Because there was this perception that I can't change. That's Mitzrayim. I can't get out of this. Mashahaya hu sheyiyya. What was is what's going to be. That's Mitzrayim. Pesach means, Levsoach means to jump, to leap. It means that you're not Meshubit, you're not an Eved. It's why everything, Tefillin, Shabbos, fair weights and measures, Meshkalos, everything is Zeichus Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah Kippur, Zeichus Yisrael. Everything is Zeichus Yisrael. Why is everything Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why to? Because Yetzias Mitzrayim means a completely different way of thinking of time. And when you think of time as something which is not just a hemshech of what was, but you look at it as something which is an unbelievable potential of what could be, and to be excited and to be filled with anticipation and to do something now, to start now, that's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Doesn't like mazmin also mean like I'm ready?
I'm ready. I'm prepared. That's what it means. I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'm ready. And the whole world is a world of Zman being just going on and on. A hemshech. That's all just a hemshech. If you see that, what's the meaning of chametz? I mean, chametz is that it's not the ingredients itself. It's flour and water could be the most delicious shmur matzah. But the problem with chametz is, you let it sit, you let it linger, right? You let it just stick around. Like you have a person that's in the same job. And he's been saying for like 40 years, I got to get out of here. You know, there are people like that. This is terrible. I just got to get out of here. I got to do something different. There's people that are going like that, talking like that for years and years and years. I gotta get this. The whole life is chametzdik. Never ever to start something. Always afraid to start something new. Always stuck in Mitzrayim. So I have to. That's what chametz is. That's what chametz is. The difference between chametz and matzah is that the matzah is the open hay and chametz is the ches that's closed. And the opening means I can get out of here. I'm not stuck. Get out. The chametz is the ches is closed. I could fall down. But there's no way for me to have an aliyah. But by the matzah, the hay, there's a little thing on top. Out. To start again. The whole mahalach of thinking in a chametzdik way, chimutz means when something is spoiled. Meaning it's sitting for too long. It's spoiled. It's no good anymore. What used to be good, it was good. B'shas Maisa, when it was new, it was good. It's not good. It's not good anymore. It doesn't work anymore. It's finished. Right there. Takum, get up from this already. This isn't working. People that can't change their way of thinking. When it comes to, you have teachers that the chinuch is the same chinuch. Whatever they got in the 1950s, they make sure to kill the kids within the 2020. It worked for me. It's already became chametz such a long time. It's got mold all over it. Your whole way of teaching is so moldy. It's already so old. Giving these same speeches like talking, everything's the same. Asha Hayush here, he dusts off his notebook from 1942, something it says over to the kids in 2024, and they look, what's he talking about? It's all chametz. Wasn't B'shat Maisa wasn't good? Flour and water. There's nothing more with flour and water. It's got to be matzah, not chametz. If you let it sit, it becomes chametz. You gotta work it. That's what it means. That's what it means. Zaman. Zaman is chadshus. Achadshus is alachem. The whole is chadshus of. That's all that Pesach is about. All the Pesach is about. And even when it comes to making Pesach, a person gets himself and look at the thoughts that people have when it comes to making Pesach. I can't do this. When it comes to making Pesach, ani lo yachal l'asot et zeh. And I talk about this all the time. We're all already sick of it so much, but I don't care, because it's true. But everybody said by anybody I spoke to by COVID, they told me that it was the best Pesach they ever had. All the hotel goers told me it was beautiful. It was beautiful. In other words, we can do it. And then after COVID again, I can't do it. But you did it. You actually kashed your oven, you put some foil down, and you went to the grocery. You didn't have to have some Spanish person put the food in your mouth. You did it. Not to have anything against Spanish people, chas v'shalom. You did it. You could do it. So how'd you do it by COVID? So I asked so many people this question. So they boom like this. Okay, listen, because then it was really, we just had the four of us. Because, we had to have the Fauci bubble, So we had, you remember that bubble thing? So you have your bubble. That's why there were 90-year-old Holocaust survivors sitting by themselves on Pesach. So it was just the four of us. So for four people, I was able to make Pesach. I was able, but now my son and my daughter-in-law, I Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico. So I can't. I need lo yachol. So Pesach was the whole Indian of Pesach. Atay yachol. Atzas Hashem yisakim. I need lo yachol. I can't. To be disabled on Pesach, that the thought of Pesach is a disabling thought. When people think of Pesach, they think of, oh no. Oh no. Did you ever hear a bigger slavery in the world? You hear how power could do that to a person. that the actual Zman Cheyusenu has become a source of angst and anxiety. And then the second starts coming, really, it's already Hanukkah time, because it goes when they start to put the ads in the papers about Pesach programs, and that's how it works. So people start to think about how am I going to this one, I don't want to invite that one, and we were there last time at this one, how much we were arguing, and that, and like that. So even when you go to a relative's house, this program was like that. Everything is all about the past. The whole Pesach became Mashahoy instead of Mashahiyah, what can be, what should be, and to have a simcha by your table, to I could do this. What is that? What is it you can't do over here? What is it you can't do? So look what power has, such a thing. Thousands of years later, it's like laughing, like the Hamas and Rafiach, they're laughing. Paro laughs at us to say that, you see, you think that you got out, and you hear Paro like laughing. You never left. I still have you. I have you to such a degree that your whole holiday that you have for getting rid of me has taken over your whole holiday is nothing, because I'm still here with you. Paro is still here with you. And how am I still here with you? The second you think of Pesach, months before, you're already miserable. And you can't even think about how to keep the Chag L'Hashem Ocha. You can't even think how to make a yontif. To do anything that requires some serious nefesh and avodas Hashem, to you seems like it's something which is impossible, and you'd rather spend $100,000 not to have to be serious nefesh. And the whole yontif of Pesach is a yontif of serious nefesh. And Paro does that. So it's not finished. Was that like the Ibn Ezra, he doesn't say this lashon, but the other tzaddikim said this, and Kotzk and Pshisli all said that it's much easier to take a person out of Mitzrayim than to take a Mitzrayim out of the person. To take a person out of Mitzrayim is not hard. But to get to Mitzrayim is, everything is about the past. That's why any time you ever saw Egypt, it was in a museum, about a museum of ancient history. The whole Indian of Mitzrayim is Mashahaya. It's nothing. It's nothing current. What's in Egypt now? Gornish Magornish. It's nothing. The whole Inid of Mitzrayim is what used to be. And it's a way of thinking. Whenever a person feels a weakness or yirida, yaschil michadish miregazeh. Miregazeh. That way of thinking, that it's not what was, but it's only this moment, that's called achodesh azeh lachem. That's the meaning of the new moon. That's the meaning of Pesach. As it says in Pasuk, Ani hayom yiladeticha. Look at yourself, Hashem says, Kilu, today I gave birth to you. And that's why we see in Yecheskel that Yitzis Mitzrayim is called our birthday, Melad Desayach. It's the day of birth. Am Yisrael was born by Yitzis Mitzrayim. We were already very old. We were time from the. But that's the koach of being born, the koach of starting. All of that comes from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Go back to, and let's look at Reish Mem Zayin.
Maybe last minute to order.
So what?
Last minute to order.
Yeah.
Because you have control.
Right. Same word, the word lasmin. It's all the same nekuda. To get ready, to prepare, to invite, to take responsibility, to order something, right? It's the same thing. Ordering something means, I don't have it now, but I want it to be. That's what it means to order something.
Control.
Yeah. Or to give an order. It's all the same way of thinking. Reish Mem Zayin. Moshe Lodom Shigil Chasna. V'hipsi Es Amana Rishayna. Moshe of a person who comes to the Chasna, and he came a little bit late, and he missed the entree, whatever they gave over there. Which nowadays, if you go to an expensive wedding, it's usually nothing you could eat. If you go to a regular wedding, maybe you'll enjoy it. But the guy comes a little bit late, and he missed the first thing, whatever. Nowadays, a lot of times you go to a wedding, and you're not even sure what bracha it is. You know, No, you sit down, right? When you sit down, you look at this, and you move it around a little bit with the fork, and I try, and I look next to him, and I say, no, you know what this is? I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure, is it fish? Is it flesh? Is it a vegetable? I don't know, you don't even know what it is. And you wouldn't dare to smell it. You don't want to go so close to it. So you don't even know what it is. And you know what the people paid for that little thing? So a person comes to chasana, but this is a heimish chasana, and he feels bad. He missed the first thing. It was a regular, normal place, and there was something like potato or something, and he missed it. So v'chiyal al daito shivgal zeh leyachal es hamanu shemivim la'asha. So he's very, very upset. He's very disappointed that he missed the potatoes or whatever they put out there. The first thing, a piece of kugel. He's very upset that he missed it. So he's not going to eat the rest of the meal. He's so upset about missing the entree. The appetizer. He's so upset that he missed the appetizer that he can't continue. He's completely immobilized. You missed the appetizers, therefore. You ever see a person like that with food? It's fafalim. I never saw that with food. The person would say, no, I didn't have anything until now. Let's say you were busy with work and something was good and you didn't have a chance to eat the whole day. And you come home and your wife says, honey, I have something delicious for you. It's your favorite food she's preparing for you. And she brings out this dish and you say to her, no, I didn't eat the whole day. Shafalm. Didn't work out today. You ever hear such a thing? It didn't work out for me today. Yeah, but right now I have for you, I have a very good supper for you. Shafalm. Such a thing. So let's say you're going to have to leave the chasna early. So right now you have food in front of you. So since I know that I'm not going to be able to eat the main course, so I shouldn't eat because as I know this is not going to work out in the future. So therefore I shouldn't have the food that's in front of me. The appetizer is an appetizer. The main dish is a main dish, and then there's a dessert. And this is what you have. This is what you have. There's no shaykhis to what was and what's going to be. The Yetzer has this way of confusing a person. Look at everything as one hemshich. This is all one hemshich. What was, what is, what will be. Hoya, hoya, v'yia, finished. And it's simply not true. He called tachlis avoyde yad tveikis b'Hashem's bar. To be a Jew means to be dobek to Hashem. If you weren't dobek a minute ago, it doesn't mean you can't be dobek now. That's tveikis b'Hashem. That's all. Hu yizbaruch avinu harachman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avinu harachman. Pasech b'chol regel. He opens up for a person, every single Jew. His damnus, and that's the word zman, his damnut, right? The word zman, his damnus. His damnus means what? Opportunity. His damnus means opportunity. His damnus, chadosh l'skarvilov. It's a new his damnut. It's a zman, it's a new his damnus l'skarvilov. Hashem Baruch is inviting us every single minute, come to me. It's a his damnut. It's a hazmana. Every single moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this moment, is inviting you. U'misha yachzik b'emes hazu, and anybody who holds on to this truth that we're learning, Yirush is a yatzal also mehar b'nefilas, that this way of thinking saves a person from many, many, many nefilas. He kol pam yargish zu his damnus chadosha. Because the person who thinks that in this way, with this emes, feels that this is a new hizdamnus. This is a new hizdamnus.
Isn't that the hardest part? Believing that Hashem has that opening for you.
Yeah. Yes. That requires a tremendous amount of thinking of his bonenus and his bodenus and davening to be able to be in that place and to believe that Hashem is Baruch Hu's poseach sha'arim. This moment. It requires a tremendous avoda. In other words, it requires everything in the Sefer until now. Ein od mulvado. Kedai li linatzel lefachos osa. Or probably should say liftoch osa. Hashem is inviting me this moment, and I should take advantage of it. Make up whatever. Lefachos means at least this. Okay. Lo yispate lachshav es atzas hayetzer, and do not be deceived to listen to the etzer of the etzer that says, "Watch Omer, mimele nafalta, mimele." In the past, you see that this never worked out because you always fall. Mimele tipol, or you're not going to be able to do this. It hasn't worked out, and you'll see that it's not going to work out. That lashon, that's the language of the Eitzar. It never has, and it never will. Or even if you've never tried in the past, it never will. It never has, and it never will. That's the lashon of the Eitzar. Mele nefalto, mele tipol. Kiyomelo lufachos es harega ze asliach litpais laskar v'lashem esbarach. Yeah, lufachos, right. That's the correct way. Lufachos means at least this moment I have. Could be that it's true. In the past I messed up. I don't know what's going to be in the future. But lufachot, right now, I have this opportunity I have. And in addition to that, every time the person takes advantage of that opportunity, as we learned at the beginning, there's an aliyah ktsas. He's moving himself higher. Even if taki doesn't work out, and he falls, but that moment that he took advantage, it brings him to, it's exercise that brings him to a higher place. Ukshiyasliach lezgaber, and when the person is masliach, and he's mezgaber, vinatzal rege achad, and he takes advantage of this moment, kvayira sheyiftach le'oid va'oid, or yipasach le'oid, he'll see that more and more opportunities will come. More, it opens up more and more. V'shebesoif gam yetzirich l'sakin esora. And then at some point, you look back and you realize, you look at yourself and you realize, I'm done with the bad thing I used to do. I'm done with it. It's gone. I finished that. Not by thinking all the time how and what in the past, by living this moment, in this moment, stronger and stronger, mimela, the past is done. It's really not. It's not becomes irrelevant to your life. Not this whole milchama and fighting. It becomes irrelevant to your life. It's no longer something that interests you or that you v'shaiches to. Aval gam beloze kol tnua toiva. Every tiny little movement that's good, he dover la'atzmo. It's a separate thing. Any tiny little improvement, any movement la'toiv, it's a dover la'atzmo. It's not connected. It's not part of any continuum. It's not meshubed to anything. It's this moment. It's a dover la'atzmo. It's its own separate, self-standing moment of tov, of something good, which is yakar b'nei Hashem, which is very great in Hashem's eyes, and the person should be miyakar that himself, should recognize the value of this tov, of this moment of my life. Shemesamech et Hashem esbaruch, that gives tremendous simcha to Hashem esbaruch, that you did that, u'mechabrito, and it connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it brings you closer to him, u'mechabrito. Yeah, we'll stop here because it's a whole... We're not going to just read a sentence or two.